Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
So this story was brought to our attention by one of Dana's friends who is not well and in need of some what are called monoclonal antibodies. And
yeah, she was in the ER, Scott. She is vaccinated, was in the ER with COVID. And they said to her, you have to go get one of these infusions, which helps. And I did not realize there is a nationwide shortage.
Has been for a couple of months.
Of this infusion.
Let's bring in Dr. Dana Hawkinson with the University of Kansas Health System. Doctor, let me say on Dana's behalf, we are horribly sorry for ruining your vacation, but we appreciate your patience and willingness to join us.
Yeah, like I said, you know, I think COVID is really ruining most people's lives, so it's really not a big deal about the vacation.
There you go.
Don't be too worried about it.
Well put. Hey, doctor, tell me, first of all, what does this infusion do?
So the monoclonal antibody infusion, basically, the antibodies, you know, typically our bodies produce antibodies. We are able to produce antibodies in the lab, and that's what these antibody cocktails or infusions are. What they are able to do is go into your bloodstream and sweep up all of that free virus that is in your bloodstream or near where your cells are, where the infection is taking place, to really help prevent further cells in your body from being infected by all the replicating virus that's going on in those currently infected cells.
So my girlfriend, as you probably heard, doctor, went all over town trying to find a place who can do this infusion. Why is there a shortage? Is there a supply line issue? Is it a setup issue?
You know, I think different places have different reasons. First of all, is supply. Yeah, I think there is a national supply because I think demand has grown. In addition, we know that around our area and region, there are significant space issues as well as staffing issues. So there are a number of different reasons why it's more difficult now than, say, 2 months ago in getting these monoclonal antibody infusions. I think most of it, though, is that the demand is currently so great. We know that we are continuing to be in the midst of a Delta surge as well as, you know, new cases of Omicron, which we have seen around the nation. So I think we are dealing with a combination of all those factors.
Is there a time when these monoclonal, I think I'm pronouncing that right, monoclonal antibodies are most effective? Is it right after you realize you might have COVID, or do you have to be in a really serious state
to be effective? What's your window?
Yeah, absolutely. Remember, in COVID-19, there are two basic stages, and one is the viral stage, and that's when you get infected, your body starts replicating the virus in those virally infected cells, and that typically lasts for about 7 to 10 days, and that is when the monoclonal antibodies are most effective. The sooner you can get those monoclonal antibodies after the onset of symptoms, when you have less of your cells infected, less overall viral burden, the better. But as you get past really that 10 days after onset of symptoms, that's when we have more of the inflammatory stage. That's when we are seeing more of the serious pneumonias where people are coming to the hospital at that point. And for the most part, most people really are not candidates for the monoclonal antibodies after that.
Because it's too late. I mean, basically.
It is too late. For most people, like if you're not immunosuppressed, your body has now taken care of the active viral replication within that first 10 days. If you're immune suppressed, we have seen where you have longer periods of time, and so you may be a candidate at that point in time. But really, within those first 10 days is when your body is taking care of it. That's why if you have symptoms in the first couple days, those monoclonal antibodies are most effective at help preventing you from going to the hospital
later on.
So
let me ask you this, doctor, because my girlfriend is very, very resourceful, like crazy resourceful. Yeah. I mean, she said she pulled out all the stops. She called KU. She called HCA. She tried Advent. She was actually going to drive to Camden, Missouri on Monday for this. Yeah. So what would you tell people to do in the early stages when they are sick? Do you start with your primary care? Or because the primary care doctors don't really have the setup to provide this, do they? You kind of need a clinic.
Yeah, no, and all those places where she called are the exact right things to do. You know, University of Kansas Health System, we have been very good and had infusions at our infusion centers and in our emergency departments. We know that Advent and the other regional hospitals, Truman had a very good system set up. So it's really trying to call those major hospital systems and trying to see if they have availability and the ability to do it at that point in time.
A little bit off base here, but you'll be very proud of me. I went and got my booster shot this morning.
Yeah.
And when I was waiting to get my shot, no fewer than two people came up to the pharmacy counter at this drugstore where I was and asked about these new take-home tests that are flying off the shelves at drugstores. What are your thoughts on those? Are they effective?
The testing? Yeah.
The take it home, the little antigen take home testing. Yeah.
Yeah. I think in the right circumstances, I think, you know, number one, we know that the antigen tests, they more accurately give you a true positive result when there is a lot of disease present in the community. We know that right now there is a lot of coronavirus disease present in the community. So if you get a positive, the chances are that it's a true positive and you really do have COVID. If you have a negative, it is still recommended that you go and get a PCR test, especially if you're symptomatic and or you know and understand that you have been exposed or maybe been in some of those high-risk situations such as being indoors in those larger group gatherings. But they have shown to be fairly accurate, especially if you're symptomatic, and just those reasons that I've said.
I have to ask this question because it's been bugging me all week, doctor. There are places around town who are now providing the antibody test. Most notably, I believe it was the Johnson County Sheriff's Department, I believe, that are going to provide that. Yeah. What I don't understand about the antibody test is what good does that do when you don't know how long you are immune. I could take an antibody test today and I have this positive antibody test. I have the antibodies. It doesn't mean a hill of beans when my immunity could run out tomorrow or next week or next month. No one knows how long it lasts.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you're exactly right on the point that what do these tests mean? Many of the commercial tests we know that they don't test for neutralizing antibodies. And neutralizing antibodies are the ones that really are like the monoclonal antibodies. They protect your cells from being infected from those other new free or replicating viruses. The other thing is there is, you know, recommendation, do not check the antibody levels because it will not give you an accurate account of your immunity to SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19. Because we know, number one, that there are other aspects of immunity, and those are the T cells, which seem to be almost more important for protecting people against hospitalization, severe disease, and death. The antibodies are very good in those initial stages, and so that's very important to understand as well. And so the recommendation is really not necessarily to get an antibody test. It doesn't give you the full picture of your immunity. And just like you said, we know that in general states of infection, or after vaccination, you will have very high levels of antibodies, and they will decrease or contract. And that's just a natural part of the immune system. But luckily, you have those memory B cells, which when you encounter the virus again, they quickly ramp up and create more antibodies even faster than before if you had never seen the virus before or if you've never had the vaccination. And so I think those are good points that you would make. And again, the official guidance is really there's not a need to check antibody levels because they don't give you the full answer of immunity.
Doctor, we have about a minute left or less, but we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about this new Omicron variant.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on this? How serious of a threat is this?
Yeah. You know, a lot of the smart people and World Health Organization and CDC are certainly concerned about it because of the number of mutations in spike, but also in some of the other proteins and other parts of the genome. I think we still need to figure out exactly what is the clinical and biological relevance of those mutations. How will it affect our immunity? And those are the big questions that are being answered. I'm optimistic, and I believe that the immunity that we have gained from vaccination and booster vaccination will continue to protect us and provide some protection against going to the hospital, severe disease, and death. We know that the Pfizer-BioNTech CEO had said that as well, as opposed to the Moderna CEO. So I think those are large questions that are still waiting to be answered. I think the main point is we still need to find out the biological and clinical relevance of all those mutations. Is it more transmissible? But we know how to protect ourselves against it. And it's those non-pharmaceutical interventions such as masking, distancing, staying out of those high-risk situations like being indoors around a lot of people. And, of course, continuing to vaccinate. Get your vaccination if you haven't gotten it. Get your booster if you fall into that criteria where you should be getting your booster. And that will continue to provide some protection from going to the hospital and the ICU.
Always a pleasure to have you on, Dr. Dana Hawkinson with the University of Kansas Health System. We will now return you to your vacation.
Be well and have fun and be safe and travel safe, and we'll see you back here soon.
Thank you. Good talking to you. Anytime.
All right. Always a pleasure to have Dr. Dana Hawkinson with the University of Kansas Health System on the air. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.